All right, guys, it's time for another Daily Dose of Dismal Disney. We're going to talk about new Disney CEO Josh D'Amaro going to the upfront. This is where they're trying to sell advertising to people. And he said that Disney is in a category of one because people have the warm fuzzies for the Disney brand.
Yes, and he did as usual. We're going to talk about when I was the first time I saw the castle and he goes back to his nostalgia and all that. Now, I mean, I like Josh D'Amaro, don't get me wrong. But he really like relies on that nostalgia trick a little bit too heavily. And he's like been there a couple months and it's like, dude, you keep using it. And they're talking about, you know, how Disney's so far ahead of the competition because everybody else is rushing to buy up other things. And Disney already did. I'm like, yeah, because you overspent.
Yes.
And most of what Disney has is bought. You only have Hulu because you bought Fox. And then you had to pay.
Bought. B-O-T.
Yeah, B-O-T. Right? You bought up, you know, you got Hulu from the Fox acquisition and then you had to buy out Comcast. And you're like, kind of like the way he's talking is like, well, we're not spending more money now because we don't have to. It's like, but you did to finish buying out Hulu and stuff. And it's not exactly the way he's trying to spin it. And we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Then we're going to talk about Jimmy Kimmel being very self-aware of how much damage he has done to Disney's brand.
But he's making a joke of it. I'm like, dude.
It's not his money.
I know, but I was like, dude, that's so stupid. Like, at this point, it almost seems like he's trying to get fired.
Yeah, I've wondered that because I know Colbert's off the air. And I still think these guys are going to go do podcasts after this. And they're probably going to make bank off of that. But we'll see what happens.
No one watches him on TV. Why would they listen to him on a podcast?
I don't know. They can hide the numbers easier on the podcast.
I guess. I mean, that's one thing I think of.
We'll talk about that, but then we're going to talk about the reputation. You know, it's interesting. Josh D'Amaro's like, you know, Disney's got this fantastic reputation. I'm like, you did, but last year they did a survey and Disney's reputation had fallen pretty far. It was only fair. It wasn't good. It wasn't even kind of good. It was, it's okay.
Well, they didn't even place, they were number 3 and 4 in the top parks in the U.S. Knoebels was number 1. Dollywood was number 2, according to people voting. For, you know, which parks are like the best. They've fallen. They used to be number 1 all the time. Now they're down to, you know, 3 and 4, you know, stuff like that. And further down than that, Disneyland was like number 8 or 9.
Yeah, that's really sad. Disneyland used to be like Disneyland for a while was, no offense to East Coast people, but Disneyland was superior to Disney World in terms of cleanliness.
And not in the old days. If you've seen Disney World back when I was a kid, I would argue that's not true. Because Disney World, when I was a kid, it was ridiculously clean. And they literally would start, they only had Epcot and Magic Kingdom then, but they would literally start from one side of the park and paint it, and then paint the whole way through and start all over again, just to make sure everything was maintained, everything was fixed. It was beautiful when I was a kid. So recently maybe, but not back in the day.
I mean, I would say more recently Disneyland was, because I know I talked to people that went to Disneyland. They're like, oh, it's so much cleaner. It's like, well, there's not as much to take care of. And you're right in the backyard of the Walt Disney Company. So they're going to, you know,
try well, to I think that's what happened with Walt Disney World. It's just they kept adding more and more and it got so big. It just, they couldn't keep up with it like they used to.
So let's talk about the Disney Empire and their reputation. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, you'll get a woohoo if you do.
Woo-hoo.
This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello.
And if you'd like more of us, go out to more, M-O-R-E dot clownfishtv.com for more Clownfish TV. Help support the reef. Thank you very much to our reefers who have made this episode possible. So thank you very much, guys. All right. So let's talk about this. This is the upfront. Again, this is where it's a dog and pony show. They all go out and they all try to sell the advertisers on why they're better than their competition.
And we're focusing mostly on streaming at this point, I think, when they're doing these ad sales. Because, you know, when it's linear TV, that's kind of, they do get some for that. But I think mostly they're all focused on the streaming services. And so he gets up there, and I think they were the first ones to go. And he's we're going to read some of his quotes and stuff. But it was like, dude, I don't know who you're trying to kid.
The advertisers. He's trying to part the advertisers from their money. Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, the upfront, he said, that there's a feeling of experiencing Disney. No focus group invents it. No algorithm produces it. No amount of capital can buy it.
I would argue that's not true about the capital because Disney spent a shit ton of money acquiring everything.
Oh, yeah. So they said Amazon, Netflix, Paramount, Warner Brothers, the past few years have seen a flurry of deals to consolidate and grow. Disney, of course, did that too. They bought Fox. It's been content to rest on its laurels and lean into its strengths.
That's what the Hollywood Reporter said, yes.
Yes. I don't know about that, but they've actually had several box office misfires, and the parks are debatable.
Well,
but,
it's just like, you know, everybody and their brother is like trying to buy up, which we knew was going to happen. It was going to be Highlander when it came to streaming services. We said this back when they all started having their own streaming services. And that's what happened. I mean, Disney got Hulu because they bought Fox. They already had owned a third of it, but they ended up with control of it because they bought Fox, and then they had to buy the rest out from Comcast. So they have, but Disney and Hulu combined, and even if you throw ESPN in there, they are nowhere near the size of Netflix.
No.
And here they're trying to act like, you know, oh, Disney's a league of its own. I'm like, well, actually, Netflix is buying stuff up. But yes, Netflix is bigger than you in subscribers. And Netflix and YouTube has 20% of the share of viewership on television. Disney and their crosshairs has 5%. So you're not like a league of one, and you're not like you're trying to spin it. They're all rushing to buy up stuff. And he's going to, I'll read his quotes here in a minute. But that's how he's trying to spin it. But they're making it like Disney's the biggest, but Disney is not the biggest.
All right. He said everyone in their own way is racing to assemble something, studios, streaming service, services, sports rights, live events, and brands that audiences feel something about. DeMauro told the audience of advertisers and media buyers at the Javits Convention Center, it is in a way a real compliment to this company because what they are racing to assemble is more or less the picture of what we are. Right next to that, though, most popular, Marvel's Punisher, One Last Kill, mocked for unfinished VFX shots.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's like everybody's trying to assemble something, and they wish it could be like us and all this other stuff. I'm like, meanwhile, you know, they want the IP that you bought. It wasn't because Disney, you know, came up with the IP themselves. You have your IP, but you bought, like, they bought Winnie the Pooh. They bought Marvel. They bought, you know, Star Wars. They bought Pixar. They bought all this shit. You know, how's it any different than like other companies buying out the catalogs, you know, for other places because they wanted to buy the IP? You used to make it. Now you just buy it.
You used to make your own stuff. And now it's, yeah. Now, oh my God, Mama's just, she's buying her spaghetti sauce at the store.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's doing. I can still, oh God, here we go.
Oh yeah. Now here's where it gets nostalgia. We have to make y'all nostalgic thinking it's going to make you open your wallet.
I can still remember exactly where I was standing the first time I saw the castle. I can remember it in a way I do not remember most things from when I was 8 years old. And if you've ever taken a child to one of our parks or been a child taken to one, you know exactly the feeling I am describing.
What's that have to do with selling upfronts? The castle is the theme park. That isn't the stupid upfront sales.
Razzle dazzle.
That's what I called it. I called it razzle dazzle in the article too. He pulled out the razzle dazzle. Yeah.
I will give him that though, because Bob Iger was always very clinical about things. He was
I get that, but the nostalgia that's always cool about him, but he's already starting to overuse it. He's only been doing it a couple months.
Here's the thing. Your potential advertisers don't give a shit about the Disney castle. They want to know how many eyeballs the stuff is going to be.
Yeah. So they can sell.
I mean, that's the truth. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. I mean, I am glad that they're making Cinderella Castle blue again, because I hated the pink.
We're going to repaint it to make it look exactly like it did before.
Like it did before.
And it was like, it's the same thing. At least it wasn't
a giant cake. That was
the
Google
cake was
ads.
Dumb. The cake I've was seen dumb. That. I saw cake the cake was a in lie. Person. It was a thing.
That was a choice.
Our daughter would be thrilled though, because she would like the blue castle better too, if I remember.
She didn't like
the pink. She liked pink, but she didn't like it on the castle.
I think that whole, okay, this is a side tangent.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. And I think you're right.
I think this is a Bob Igerism. I think they were looking at like, okay, well, all the castles look different, so we have to make different castle merch for every park. Why don't we color all the castles the same way so we can just make one generic Disney castle t-shirt or whatever?
Well, that's what they were doing. They had the Disneyland and Disney World similar castles, and then they're calling it Fantasyland Castle.
Yeah.
I know, because I was doing the merchandise write-ups for the blog, and it went from like, oh, it's Cinderella Castle, Sleeping Beauty Castle, to Fantasyland Castle. And that was like that for a while, because they would do generic castle and then call it Fantasyland
Castle.
Yeah,
it was cheaper. It was. Mm-hmm.
You're right.
It was stupid, though, because they were two different movies, two different castles, and they're very, very different. One is very small compared to the other one, but it's just like, I don't know. I thought it was lame. Anyway, He said that feeling, the one that does not fade, is the one that becomes part of who someone is. That's our entire business. No focus Bullshit. Group invents it. No algorithm produces it. No amount of capital can buy it.
Well, you know what? A couple things here. Obviously, no focus group. I'm like, well, you clearly weren't listening to the focus groups because you kept putting out stuff that was dog shit. And, you know, no capital could buy it. Like, again, I want to point out, most of what Disney has now that's even doing anything, most of what they're focused on for making money, Devil Wears Prada 2, guess what? Fox.
Yeah.
And you're going for that, you know, Star Wars, they bought that from Lucasfilm, Marvel, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's all stuff they've bought. Toy Story 5, guess where they bought that from? Pixar. It's all the stuff they're banking on now is bought stuff. You know, no money could buy it, except you did. And no money could buy it, but then you're telling everybody the reason you have to pay more to go to Disney Park is because you have to pay more for the brand. You have to buy the brand.
They said that's what every audience, every sponsor, every brand in this room is actually trying to buy, our Disney magic. Disney had Mickey and Minnie Mouse greeting guests as they entered the cavernous space.
Oh, of course they did. I knew they did. And they rang the bell for the stock exchange or something there, too.
Oh, boy. The thing is, you cannot acquire 100 years of trust. You can't put generations of belonging on a balance sheet. Well, okay.
Okay.
I want to be clear again. I'm with you. I like Josh D'Amaro, but this is incorrect. This is incorrect. Disney is part of people's lives in a way few brands have ever been. That's probably true. And in a world of infinite choice and constant distraction, that kind of presence is rare and getting rarer. Well, yeah, because Disney's not even Disney anymore.
Okay, yeah. So I love this. It's a generation's 100 years of trust. Okay, you don't have that anymore, Disney. I'd argue in the last 15, 20 years, you've done more, and that would be under Iger, to damage the trust that people had in Disney. You're raising the prices in the park. You're price gouging people. You're not taking care of things to the level you used to take care of things before. Then you have, like, you know, everything you're doing, you just keep jacking the rates on. You get to be the custodians of properties that you buy, and then you flush them down the toilet. Then we had the whole group time when you guys were doing things like Strange World and the Lightyear movie and things like that, and we all know how that went. You know, and we got, you know, there's so many choices that weren't clearly not based on family. You know, they were based on what people in California wanted. And yeah. You can get pissed at me for saying it, but it did a lot of damage. 100 years of trust that you have eroded in the last like 10, 15 years. And then you're talking about the balance sheet.
Yeah.
Disney constantly talks about their fucking balance sheet. Everything to you, your customers, your IP, your everything is a balance sheet, you know, column. Everything is looked at. As soon as you went with investors and all the money to make sure that record profits and all that crap, you went to the balance sheet. Don't give me, it's not a balance sheet or balance. Like hell it isn't. And this is why you are failing.
Yeah, like, because if you were really concerned about the Disney feeling and the Disney balance sheet, you'd give people what they want, and they tell you what they want. You just don't listen to them.
Yeah, it was all about Iger pushing what he wanted to push,
right.
And it's about, you know, milking people dry. If they literally could charge you money to go into the park, to spend more money and not ride anything, they would do it, and they have done it. They literally did it in California during the pandemic. You had to pay the park, and then pay to get in to go shop.
So we can see, I'm going out to the Disney Tourist blog, which is actually a very good blog, by the way. Tom Bricker's really good. But they were kind of chronicling the decline of the Disney brand. We've got 2023, Disney's reputation falls further.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, Disney's reputation falls to only fair. And you could see year over year, that Disney's reputation, that Disney magic has faded. Now, I don't know if D'Amaro can turn it around.
We can talk about some things we think he might be able to do, but I don't know what much he can do.
They said as of 2025, now this was last summer, they said the focus has shifted. Fan concerns about Disney's tarnished reputation are still front and center, but we've seen the tone and tenor of those change. Look no further than is Disney World pricing out the middle class?
The answer is yes.
Yes. That was one post in ongoing series. Disney World prices are too high. Suffice to say, pricing is a hot button issue. Concerns about pricing are reflected in the Axios Harris poll 100 in 2025 corporate reputation ranking.
And what did D'Amaro say they were going to do? because their attendance is down, they were going to get their money from the people that come, meaning the they're people gonna raise that come, prices. Yeah.
They're going to juice the, the people that can still afford it. They said this year, and this is last year, Trader Joe's ranked number one, followed by many other value prioritizing companies, including Costco and the Arizona Beverage Company, both of which have gained online fame. Yeah, the Arizona tea is like still 99 cents, I guess. And the hot dog. I mean, look, Disney's never been dirt cheap. They've never in the history of the parks been dirt cheap.
No, it was always more expensive, but at least it was, you know, percentage wise, people's incomes at least attainable. When I was a kid, it was, you could save and go. Now it's getting to the place that people save and then they're getting ready to go. And then they jack the rates on other stuff. They need more money. It's synonymous with less for more. It's synonymous. Everything that they used to offer you, Magic Express, gone. Fast passes for free, gone. You know, they had the magic bands for free, gone. It's like everything that they used to give people that made them set them apart, and we're going to do it because we want you to keep coming back. All that has gone. Now you have to pay out the ass even further to get to do, to just get on rides. You get to pay the high ticket price, which keeps going up and up, and it's going to be hitting well over $200 next year per park or for one day. And then that's not enough to make sure you get on rides. No, if you want to ride things and actually not stand in line all day and actually get some of your value for your money, you have to spend more money to be able to have the honor of actually getting on the rides.
Now, here they've got, they're talking about the reputation. And I guess if you're
it's below Dollar Tree?
Yeah. For the first time ever. They said in 2025, Disney ranked number 76 with the score of 69.6. And that was
69.
That still wasn't good before, but 69, that puts it, under 70 puts you in fair. It's kind of like a credit rating. So this would be like, I guess, under 620 or something at this point.
So is 69 to them, you're sucking their hot dog while they suck your wallet?
I guess.
I'm sorry.
It says down 9 spots, which is far from the first time. It's been one of the companies that has taken the biggest tumbles in the ranking. So Disney has been tumbling year over year.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time we've ever seen the score dip below 70, though. And it puts Disney into the fair tier for the first time ever. While we'll elaborate this on a bit, look at the little gray graphic to the left of the 69.9 score.
Southwest and American Airlines, Taco Bell
rates
high. All these airlines people hate. Yeah. Taco Bell rate higher than Disney. Dollar Tree,
American Airlines, Southwest Airlines. It's just above Airbnb and AT&T. Bank of America, they're friends. So
I'm just like, damn. Wow.
They said, yeah, that shows Disney's rankings trend since 2019. So they've gone, yeah, you can see this. Look, Disney, okay, this is since 2019. Okay, hold on.
We're talking like 6 years, 7 years.
Okay. They were purple in 2019. Before the pandemic, they were good. And then you see it, they dropped and they dropped and they dropped and they dropped again. So they went from being like primo, like good or great, because that purple, none of these other ones have ever been purple. And that's how far they fall.
They've fallen far. That's bad. And
in
then they're like,
6 years.
They're like, oh, 100 years of brand trust. There isn't. You have eroded that. I was like, going to give them the benefit of the doubt. 10, 15 years, 6 years.
6 years.
Took you 6 years to fucking erode it.
That actually tracks, because I know in talking to the kids that we really started to notice the difference in Disney about 2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
That things were not right. And the pandemic, like they started to get away with stuff during the pandemic. And
they never brought it back. They canceled.
And they just never brought stuff back.
They never bring it back.
Yeah, but that nobody else is falling. Like Bank of America is actually improved. McDonald's is actually improved. That's not good.
That is bad. Wow.
Yeah, so I didn't realize they'd fallen that far. Yeah, so they said brands with the largest decline in reputation score from 2019 to 2025. And Disney is one of them, yeah.
10%. Disney's Tesla. Worse than Boeing, SpaceX.
United Health Group. Oh, my God.
They're above United Health. Oh, shit.
So Anheuser-Busch, which had the Bud Light debacle, Hobby Lobby, SpaceX, Tesla, Boeing, which is freaking planes in the, yeah, and Disney's right above United Health Group. That's bad. In 2024, Disney was number 67 with 71.8. So that was a year before this one. It was still in the good tier of the list. This could have been viewed as a comeback story, with the company gaining 10 spots and showing positive trajectory for the first time in several years. That came off the company's worst performance ever in 2023, when they had a 70.9 and ranked 77th, but it was still in the good tier. In 2022, Disney scored 73.4 and was 65th on the list. For the duration of Bob Iger's first tenure, they were always above 80, always near the top of the list in the excellent tier. That's how far they've fallen in six years. Number five.
It, you know, I'm going to be honest here. A lot of it leading up to the fall was choices Iger kept making. And they kept getting more and more arrogant, more and more cocky. They got 2020 or 2019 and they were like, oh, we had like, what was it, $6 or $7 billion box offices.
Yeah.
And they were really like, oh, we're God's gift to the world. And then he started jacking up all the rates at the parks. And that's when he started charging for parking at the hotels and stuff. And then people were mad. They walked that back later. But they started taking away Magic Express and all stuff. These are the things that happened. And it was all under him.
Yeah.
He got too arrogant. He got too, record profit. Got to get those big bonuses.
They were number five. So in 6 years, they've fallen from number five. Number
in
five.
2019?
2019. It was Wegmans was number one. Wegmans Amazon, awesome. Patagonia, L.L. Bean, Disney, Publix,
Disney,
Samsung,
was
Procter
five.
And Gamble. Yeah.
Five. And then last year they were, what number was it again? 70 something, 80 something. Everyone, they dropped down from excellent. Keep going up. They dropped down to 76. They were number five, 71 spots.
So that's like
in a
having
matter of like, that would have been 6 years time.
Yeah. That'd be like having a 750 credit score. And now you're like 570 or something. Shit like that. That's bad.
Well, they went, yeah, they, but yeah, that is insane to me.
In
I mean, I'm not
six years time.
I guess I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised. But then he gets up there and he's like, other companies wish they were us. And, you know, it would be funny. I can't see it on that list, but it'd be interesting to see if those, some of those other streamers are listed above them. And they're like, nobody has work. We're in a class of one. And I'm like, you know, it sounds more like you've gone to number two. And it's like,
yeah, Netflix was ahead of them in 2020. They were number 17 and Disney was 22.
Yeah. So I'm saying other streamers. And then he's like, you know, no, everybody wants to be like us, but no one is. And I'm like, meanwhile, that's not true, because Netflix and everybody else are already beating you. They have more subscribers than you. Netflix and YouTube take up more share of percentage of people who use them to watch television than you. And you're out there trying to get money at the upfronts. And this is how you're acting. And it's like, but it's not true. You're just trying to bank on smoke and mirrors and nostalgia, razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle.
And that's what you're trying to do to get people to just open their walls to give you money. And then while that's going on, and we just proved all that's bullshit, you got Jimmy Kimmel over here on the other side making comments that make you look absolutely really fucking stupid on top of everything else. Sorry I keep saying the F word so much today, but I'm just so, my brain is just so like, I can't wrap my head around 76. At least it wasn't 6'7".
6'7".
My daughter here should be like, ooh, 6'7".
6'7". Yeah, so Jimmy Kimmel is actually bragging. So he's self-aware. He's bragging about how much money he has cost Disney. Like, how Kimmel says Trump battles cost ABC billions and seeks handouts. Coming from USA Today. And this was at the up. This is at the upfront, too, I think it was. Yeah, he was actually at the upfront. He said, I cost our company a lot of money this year, billions. It's very possible that no employee in the history of any company has cost their employer more than hiring me 24 years ago. Just from a purely mathematical standpoint, I was the worst personnel decision that the Disney Corporation ever made. Not even the captain of the Exxon Valdez did more damage.
This is what he's telling people. These are the same people that DeMauro's trying to convince to give Disney money for their advertising. He's out there making these jokes. And then he was talking about how his ratings are terrible.
That's not going to sell people. My ratings are terrible. Listen to this. He's like, largely thanks to our partners in Washington, we're up 25% in viewers age 18 to 49.
Remember, he was the lowest before.
He was the lowest. It's a big deal for your numbers to go up nowadays. But if Johnny Carson woke up with my ratings, he'd have gone straight under the sink and chugged all the Drano he found there. That's not exactly like, okay, we're up because of the Trump stuff, but that's not exactly
now. When did he
selling
make these jokes?
at the Upfront with DeMarco.
Was it at the Upfront or was it at the CBS thing?
It was at the Upfront. He literally was, he said, during his annual No Holds Barred stand-up routine at the Disney Upfronts for advertisers on May 12th, Kimmel mocked his financial impact on the company, referring to events such as ABC's September suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live under the White House
pressure. I didn't realize he was doing that at the Upfront.
Yes.
He did that before. That's even, oh my God, dude. So the Upfront, Disney is there, and they're trying to bring out their people to try to convince advertisers to give them a bunch of their money. And
yes.
They're a big value. They're worth a big spend. And then Jimmy Kimmel just goes on there. I've cost them billions, those dumbasses. They hired me, and I look what a liability I am. You know, I'm like,
oh my God.
You can't make this level of stupidity up.
So he's talking about Stephen Colbert, and they're replacing Stephen Colbert. They're not even getting another host. They're replacing him with Byron Allen's Comics Unleashed. It's just a bunch of reruns of stand-up comics.
Here's the thing, though. They all had really, really bad, ratings, including Kimmel.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, I get he's trying to make light of it, but it's like, dude, you're literally telling these people not to advertise with Disney. Like, hey, yeah, by the way, I'm kind of a liability and I cost the company billions of dollars. And I might say something that people might associate with your brand. And yeah, I would have kept him as far away from it as possible.
Well, not just that, you know, if he wanted to go someplace else, I mean, it's probably like you said, go to a podcast or like that. No one's going to hire him because he just said the quiet part out loud. Yeah, I won't keep my mouth shut. And I cost them billions of dollars. And I was a really bad, stupid hiring decision. And I'm like, I mean, you're going to want people to hire you?
I mean, I will give him props for being aware of it. But I'm also like, you're trying to talk these people into giving your company millions of dollars
to keep you paid and maybe get your contract extended.
That's right.
You just talked them right out of it.
Like, dude, I don't know what, cause these people are looking out like they don't give a shit. A lot of them, their numbers, people, the marketing people, they don't give a shit. Like what your feelings on Trump or whatever. They're going to look at the numbers and be like, this guy caused problems. They pulled him off the air. I don't want my brand associated with him. I don't want conservatives to get mad.
Now he's making jokes about it.
Now he's joking about how much money he lost Disney. As Josh Marr's like, we've got the magical Disney feeling, guys. The first time I saw the castle, and this guy's like, yeah, I just cost my company billions of dollars.
My predecessor, because he saw my ratings, he'd drink Drano and die if his ratings were that shit.
I would laugh if like Mickey and Minnie were in the background when he's saying this shit, and Mickey's just like face palming, like, oh no, fuck up, Jimmy. I was like, oh, Jimmy, stop it.
So the Upfront was not great for Disney, I don't think.
No. This is just like, I don't get it. I mean, yeah, I can't wait to see how things are going to go at the box office for him this year. I think, well, I'd say Spider-Man, but Spider-Man's Sony. That's not even Disney.
Spider-Man's Sony. Devil Wears Prada 2 is theirs, yes, but it was Fox. And then I don't
say with Deadpool Wolverine. Like, that was more of a Fox thing.
Mandalorian Grogu, I do not think it's going to do
no
fantastic. I mean, their budget was lower, so it's probably going to break even. It might make a little money, but it's not going to do great. And then, you know, I'm thinking about this. They have their best shot's Toy Story 5 at this point in time. That might be their best shot. But again, that was something they bought when they bought Pixar because they don't have it themselves. But we're the synonymous with, you know, brand that we paid for. And no one else could be.
We're synonymous with
you
brand.
You can't buy what we have because we already bought it.
Oh, my God. That's what he should have said. Like, you can't buy anything because, bitches, we bought everything.
We bought it already. So, ha ha.
We bought it already.
Anyway.
Except Twitter. Nobody's dumb enough to buy Twitter.
Iger almost did. He tried to buy. God. He's considered BuzzFeed, too. But that's a whole other story.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. That, well, speak of Byron Allen, we'll probably talk about that on more tomorrow. But yeah, he bought BuzzFeed, dumbass. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up.
Yep.
Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. We'll talk later.
Bye.